I just made my appointment. You know, you need to get your real ID, and I think the deadline is coming up in May. And if you don't have it, that means if you travel, you're gonna have to travel with like a passport, and it complicates things. Your license will not let you get on a plane anymore. Our good friend Tony Guerrera from the DMV, the commish, joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I just made my appointment for Enfield, and I know you can go to AAA offices too, although once I logged in and I put it in, it just gave me DMV locations. But I'm locked in for later this month to get mine. But I want to take a step back, Tony. What is Real ID? Like, I'm not 100% sure I understand it.
Well, Real ID is just another form of verification working with the federal government in regards to now. It says who you are, Brian. So basically, we were working with the feds on this ever since 2001 after 9/11. We all started coming out that we have to verify who those individuals are when they start getting on planes or into government entities. And this has been going on since for a long time. But now it's finally come to fruition where that the deadline is in May. It's May 7th. They've extended it a few times, Brian, as you know. I think one was supposed to be done in 21, then COVID hit, so they extended it out. But now I think by May of this year, 2025, you got to have that gold star in the corner there that verifies who you really are, Brian.
So wait, they put a gold star on your license?
Yes, it's up in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see a gold star there. And that means that you are Real ID compliant.
Huh. And what makes it different? Like, what about the vetting is more secure than just your regular license?
Sure, good question, right? It's Social Security, right? Birth certificate. These are all verifications that now, almost like a passport, but even think about it, even one step further, because they're verifying where you were born, where you live, and the location of where you are at this point in your life.
Okay, and the license doesn't do all of those things?
A license, no. You can come in and get a license, but you don't have to have your birth certificate. You don't have to have Social Security and so forth.
Got it.
These are all extra steps to verify who you are. Now, you know, Brian, you said it before. If you don't want to get this, just be prepared to have a passport. Because you're going to have to use that to even go on domestic flight around the United States here. But if you have that gold star, you're all set to go.
So that's the key is after May 7th, if you don't have it, you have to have the passport if you want to travel anywhere on a plane.
Exactly. Now, we got, what, two months before May hits here, right? April, yep. May. Now, that could change. You know, it might even be that TSA may be saying that, you know, here comes Brian. He doesn't have the gold star, but he also doesn't have his passport. Are they going to say that, you know, give you something, says, okay, you're allowed to travel at this time, but please, in the future, make sure that you get the real ID, or you will not be able to travel the next time you come through.
Oh, so there's some discretion there?
Well, I think, you know, Brian, I'm trying to be a realist here. You know, come May 7th, is everybody going to be on board here? Is everybody going to have it? I hope so. But, you know, there's always those few that may not. And will they stop them from traveling? You know, I don't think so. I think they'll give them a warning.
Right.
And then they'll have to do it the next time. But, again, that's just my thoughts, and I just want to be clear on that. That's what I'm thinking. But let's see what happens on May 7th.
We're talking with Tony Guerrera from the DMV, the commish. So if people are listening and they're like, okay, well, I got a couple of months, how do I go about doing it?
Yeah, you can, again, make the appointments like you have. Try our Lovin licensing partners, our Nutmegs, our AAAs. Go out there, bring your verification, get that gold star. Because eventually, like I said, even if May 7th and for some reason they may even extend it for another month or two, you're going to need it, Brian. Let's put it that way. You're gonna have to get it. So let's you know, get everything lined up, call DMV, make an appointment, try our 11 locations, our partners out there, and get it done, and you're good to go. And it's a one-time deal, Brian. You don't have to keep bringing all your verification when you renew. Once you have that gold star up there, Then once you come in for a renewal, we just do it automatically.
Right. Well, it's really important, too, to read stuff at the DMV website, because if you don't have the right documents, they're not going to give it to you, and it's going to be a waste of your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What else is going on? Anything else good?
Yeah, you know, we got session this, you know, it's up, and as an agency that's got to go in front of the legislature there, working on a few things. We got mobile ID, Brian. I'm excited to say that hopefully very soon we'll start to launch that mobile wallet, where therefore you don't have to have your license. It's right on your phone. So it's going to be some interesting times for us.
Crazy. Technology.
Technology, it
yeah.
is.
You listen, you got to embrace it. I mean, I'm having trouble embracing it, but I'm trying.
I know. Believe me, I'm with you, pal. I'm with you. But this is the norm now.
Yeah. Tony, have a great week, buddy. We appreciate it.
Anytime.